You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Chwaba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who likes to dine and dash, Pete Chwaba.
Welcome back to Nightlight, folks. It is time for hour number two, or act two, as I like to call it. It is great to have you here tonight. We got a fun question, some great guests. If you missed hour number one, it is available in podcast form at civicmedia.us. Conrad and I talked about a lot of things to open the show. The fact that weddings are 36 G's now on average, 36 grand. We talked about Deirdre Irwin, a Pulaski native here in Northeast Wisconsin, who is in the Olympics competing in the biathlon event, and a local hat company, or a hat company, Stormy Cromer, put out hats so that she could identify her family in the stands. I think that's really cool. She will compete in the Winter Olympics that start next Friday night, February 6th. She is also a Michigan Tech graduate and part of the National Guard. I think that's really cool. I don't know much about the biathlon, but because of this, I will be cheering for Deirdre Irwin.
Definitely. So,
and I also mentioned that leading up to the Olympics, we are going to feature an athlete every night who is from Wisconsin, and we will do a deep dive into said athlete and tell you a little bit about them. I think it's more fun to cheer for people when you have a sort of a personal connection to an athlete or a performer or whatever. So we'll talk about that. We'll start that off tomorrow night. So that will be fun. And Joe Chwaba, my son, came by to talk about the movie 28 Years Later, Bone Temple. Joe drops by periodically to give us some quick thumbnail movie reviews and talk about movies I haven't seen yet. So that was fun. All of it is available at civicmedia.us. Coming up this hour, Adam Hess will be here. Adam is a host at WRCO in Richland Center here at Civic Media. And he hosts a great show. We're going to tell you all about the shows that he hosts on over on WRCW. One of them is We Can Wake Up, and one of them is Prime Movers Saturdays. And I've got questions because they're both great shows. Adam is going to make the popcorn pick of the week. So by the time he leaves this show tonight, folks, you will have a movie pick, possibly of a film you haven't seen yet. And, you know, maybe it'll be the greatest film ever. We'll see what kind of movies Adam likes at 6:35. And then in hour number three, Becky Ferreira will be here talking about her new book, First Contact, a great book about aliens. She did a deep dive into aliens. She is a science reporter. There is no conspiracy. She like debunks things. She presents things. She's just a very solid reporter. And she approached her book the same way that she approaches her work that she does for the New York Times and Vice and the MIT Review. So she does great work. She will be here. And I'm very excited to talk to Becky. We actually already recorded that, so we'll play it at 7:35. She was a lot of fun and very informative if you're into aliens. And who isn't? I like some good alien talk every once in a while. Con, I think at this point we should reintroduce our question of the night.
Let's talk about the question.
Okay, question.
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 Pregunta.
Question.
Question.
Hey, I have a question.
Questions.
This question.
Domanda.
Question.
Question.
Questions.
So, all right, we all know sweethearts. We got them handed out as kids. They're Valentine's Day candy, and they have little messages on them, like, be mine, marry me. All kinds of sweet messages, but the company has kind of pivoted and they're doing more contemporary stuff now, like shared rent or shared login information, just some phrases that we use now. And I think, you know, that's interesting, not quite as romantic, but they've definitely updated it. And Conrad's was Quick Trip.
Yep.
And if you listen to this show regularly, you know why. Conrad has a thing for Quick Trip. That is his favorite restaurant. And you know what? To each his own. So good for you. I said Dance Off. And My favorite so far, and we have to read some text here in a moment, was 6-7 by Dave on the stream. And one of our texters, John, also suggested 6-7. 6-7. So we'll break those down. We'll read some of your texts, and we got a lot of social media responses we'll get to as well. So all of that. All right, Con, we got to talk about this because there is a new flavored vodka. When you think vodka, what flavor comes to mind that you would maybe want to add to this particular spirit?
Probably something sweet, you know, something correct. So you can mix it well with like a Sprite or water or something.
Totally agree. However, not everybody feels that way. So yesterday I teased the idea that there are some Wisconsin Super Bowl snacks out there, made in Wisconsin, for Wisconsin, and we never got to it. So tonight we're going to talk about that and this vodka, okay? This is a vodka that is, and I saw this on Newswire, not a flavor you'd think would go with vodka, but Tabasco. They've teamed up to put Tabasco in vodka. Now, if you drink a Bloody Mary, you probably get that kind of vibe from it, but this is not just Tabasco being added to vodka. They're like seriously mashing it up with pepper mash, and they're making it like really grainy or organic or whatever you want to call it. The first ad for it features four people drinking it next to a volcano. So it's hot. It's spicy. Does that appeal to you at all on any level?
No. Also because I don't like Bloody Marys.
You don't like Bloody Marys?
No, but...
Wow.
That just sounds gross to me. I don't know. I would give it a try, but I don't think I'd like it.
I got to tell you, a Bloody Mary is kind of one of the things I miss the most about drinking. I love the idea of getting up after getting really hammered the night before and having a Bloody Mary.
See,
it's like the hair of the dog.
I just don't like tomato juice, so.
Yeah, I'm with you there. But overall, with the spices they put in it and the celery and the olives, it's a great drink. It's a glorious drink. But you can pair that Tabasco vodka with some of these snacks that were created in Wisconsin. They were made locally, and let's get to these, Con. Did you look these over?
Yeah, one of them was... We had on the show before.
Oh yeah.
And that was Cherries. Yes, correct. Yeah.
That was the candy from Ghana. Oh my gosh, that was so good. It was like peanut brittle, right?
It was fantastic. Yeah.
Why haven't we had him back on? Let's track that guest down and have him back on, because he brought us free stuff. And let's be honest. it was so good.
It was,
and I don't know what it is or what he does, but he's got this recipe. It's outstanding. So that wouldn't go good with Tabasco vodka.
No.
But it would be a great Super Bowl snack. Palo popcorn. Have you had that?
Yeah, I've had their cheese popcorn. They're white, you know, fantastic.
White cheddar.
Caramel. Yeah. It's fantastic.
Made here
popcorn.
In Wisconsin. Absolutely. Door County Bakery's Corsica Sticks. They are named after the Mediterranean island of Corsica. These mini crunchy toasts are perfect for eating with dips and spreads. And you can get them in a Sister Babe bakery. You can add them to an antipasto. They're good with olives and cheese. Now, that's a Super Bowl snack. And all of this comes, by the way, of Up North News. So thank you for that, Ellie Bordeaux, who's been on the show. She was just on last week. Does great work. Rural Route 1, based in southwestern Wisconsin since 1983. Another popcorn brand. Homegrown here in Wisconsin with all the classic flavors they have, like cheddar, maple pecan. That's not a classic. That's different, and that sounds glorious. Giardetto's. Am I saying that right, Con? Would you say that Giardetto's or Gardetto's?
Gardetto's.
Gardetto's? Okay.
You haven't had these?
No, I have not. What is it?
Oh, you have missed out on so much.
Oh. Got to get out more.
Gardetto's are... fantastic. They're you go to fantastic. any gas station, anything, they're there.
It's like an Italian snack, right? A mix or something?
Yeah. They're one of my favorite, like, if I'm going to the gas, if I'm on a road trip and we go to the gas station, we're getting some snacks. That's what I'm getting.
Okay.
And I didn't even know that it was is made in Milwaukee in 1932.
How about that?
And
do they sell these at Quick Trip?
They sell them at every gas station you go to.
Okay. Well, there you go, folks. These are some great snacks you can check out. They're all made right here in Wisconsin. And check out Up North News, too, because, yeah, I forgot about that brittle from Ghana. That is so good. There's one more here, too, I liked a lot. Fortune Favors, candied pecans.
Oh,
love a good candied pecan. Dynamite stuff. And that would go, maybe not too bad with the Tabasco vodka, but check out the Tabasco vodka as well if you're brave. We've got to get to some text here. Let's go to the text line where Monica from Mount Horeb says, if these hearts are going to be more realistic, one should read Give Up and another Stalker. And then Monica, sorry, I may be jaded. It sounds like it, Monica, but maybe well-traveled is a better word. I think you're pretty cool. Chris from Sun Prairie in the area code 773. There you go. Chicago area code says, I got next round. That candy tastes like chalk. That's all I got. That is my three picks.
Fantastic.
So that's all I got should go on the heart. It's kind of like what Joe was saying. But candy tastes like chalk. Love that one. And I got next round. So these are like you're wolfing them down in a bar. We got some texts here from our pal John Murray in Madison as well. John is in the 608, and he says, on the sweetheart, 6-7, just like Dave said on the stream. Anything to use 6-7. I love it. And he says, and John also says, I found out what it means but swore not to tell. It's just lyrics in a song. Right?
Yeah.
So it's not a big secret. I mean... It's kind of weird that kids got into it like they did, but he says, I swore not to tell. And he also adds pinky promised. Okay.
All right. We'll never find it out then.
We'll never find out. Thanks for nothing, John. He says, no house for you. And then Melissa says, okay, boys, for the sweetheart candy, you can do pronouns, he, him, she, her, blah, blah, or just an eggplant emoji.
Wow, the eggplant emoji would, all right. You had in high school.
That's like a, supposed to be like a penis, right?
Yeah.
Isn't that why people use the eggplant emoji? They're not pushing vegetables. That's supposed to be suggestive, correct?
I mean, unless eggplants are pretty tasty, though, so.
I'm only a partial fan. Maybe Melissa is just really health conscious.
If you fry some eggplant, like just in the air fryer, and it just have a little salt on it, it's dynamite. Yes,
I would do that. I don't like it when it's served with like pasta, when they kind of steam it, it's all mushy. I'm not a fan of that. But all right, we've got more text to read from our social media posts. We're going to do all that. Adam Hess is here from WRCO in just about 10 minutes after the news, folks. He's going to make the popcorn pick of the week. And when we come back, Connor, we got to mention Frozen Waterfalls. And I'm also going to tell you about a new show that's coming out, season 2. One of the funniest things I've ever seen. That's all coming up next. This is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Welcome back. This is Nightlight. I am Pete Schwabba, and you've got the Civic Media Radio Network. It is great to have you here, folks. It is a Thursday night. Temperatures are creeping ever upward at a snail's pace, but we are getting there. At least we left that horrible frigid nonsense in the rear view. Hey, if you're looking for a really funny show, I don't know if you've seen Jury Duty season one, which came out in 2023. Some of the best laughs I've ever had were watching that show. It's a mockumentary and it's kind of a hidden camera show. And there is one unsuspecting jury member who the joke is on, basically. All the other jury members are part of a troupe or are in on the joke. And last in season one, they had James Marsden, very funny actor, very good actor, who was also in the joke because it was shot in LA. So he played an alternate juror. Conrad, did you see this show?
No, I haven't, but it sounds interesting.
So funny. And what made it funny was the guy they were playing the joke on was a really good guy. Like, there's one scene where this Asian guy is playing this game. I don't know if it's real or not, but he made it up and he said, play sticks. Because there's a lot of scenes where they're just hanging out, waiting to go into the courtroom. And those are the best. And he says, this game is called sticks. And he keeps losing at it. And he keeps telling the guy who doesn't know what's going on, I owe you $2,000 now. The guy is just, you don't have to pay me. Oh, come on. No, you don't have to pay me. Like, and then there's one guy who's complaining that his girlfriend is off having sex with all these guys on a tropical island somewhere. And James Marsden is trying to console him. And this guy is just watching all of this go on, having no idea. It's all fictitious. It's a really funny show. And the second season comes out, I want to say March 20th. It's called Jury Duty Company Retreat, or Jury Duty Presents Company Retreat. It's the second season of this great show. Highly recommend. You have time to watch the first season if you want to check it out, folks. Very funny stuff. Okay, so let's talk. Did you know waterfalls could freeze, Conrad?
I didn't. And
I am such an indoor guy.
Yeah.
And I'm kind of embarrassed that I didn't know this. Like, I knew it could freeze once it fell, but on Up North News, we were just talking about Up North News. They did this great piece about frozen waterfalls that you can check out around the state.
Yeah.
And they just freeze. Like, the water's falling. They're like icicles. I get that part of it. But when the water is so powerful and coming down with such force, I didn't know it could freeze like that. And these pictures, if you go to Up North News, are incredible. There's one in Bayfield, which I still have never been to, but it is supposed to be one of the most beautiful areas of our state. And I mean, I live in northern Wisconsin. Somehow I can still go 3 hours or 4 hours north of where I am and not be in Bayfield yet. But Willow Falls is another one. The Apostle Island Ice Caves, that's what it is near Bayfield, the Bayfield Peninsula. Beautiful stuff. Big Manitou Falls is another one. Brownstone Falls. This is great stuff. This was a good find. And you found this on Up North News, correct?
Yeah. Yep.
Stevens Falls. Okay. Near Governor Dodge State Park. And Cascade Falls near a town I can't pronounce. Oscala? Is that how? How are there towns in Wisconsin I don't know how to produce? But that Moscato every night. I have no idea how to say that.
Muscadet.
We've heard from enough people.
Yeah.
All right. So coming up after news, sports, and weather, Adam Hess will be here from WRCO in Richland Center, part of our civic media team here, and he's going to make the popcorn pick of the week. Janet on social media, in response to our question of the night, which is, what would you put on a sweetheart? What would your message be? They've pivoted and they're putting more contemporary messages on these little sweethearts, like split rent, shared login, 6-7 if you're Dave or John. Janet says, I've heard statements that are supposed to really mean I love you, like watch for deer, text when you get home. Probably too long for tiny hearts, though. I think you could do it, Janet. Mike on the social media question says, OU812. Very famous Van Halen, and you got eating in there. I like what you did there, Mike. Very well done. Amanda Nimmer from WGBW says, tacos with a question mark.
Yeah.
Now, see, there you go, Con. So when you start, I know you're, I don't think you're in a relationship right now. We don't really discuss our personal lives, which is fine. but you will probably take a girl to Quick Trip for the first date for some
they
chocolate
got mini
milk.
Tacos there, right?
Yeah. Okay, that's where I was going with. Like, that's a great one, Amanda. Thank you. Mike Desitel also says 6-7. That's our third 6-7 of the night. My pal Dave Hendrick says, no more cheese. That could be in relation to the messages they put on the sweethearts in the past, or a dairy issue. Eric Rathsek, in response to Quick Trip, said, good one. See, now he's just encouraging you, Conrad. And I like Eric a lot, but
he agrees.
That doesn't need to be done. Well, or yeah, he probably does. Vince Moranto on social media says, ice out. Oh, there you go. And he's not talking about the waterfalls, Conrad. He wants ice out. I would love to see Vince walk up to an ice person or member or whatever they are and hand him that sweet. Maybe you could build a bridge there, Vince. I don't know. Maybe that would help. Daniel Wheeler says, let's nap.
Yeah.
That's a good one. I've had lots of friends I've taken a nap with. Robert Bro on social media says, seat down? ? That works. These are awesome. Scott Tom says, shovel it now. Are you talking about the sweetheart, Scott, or outside? Because this has been such a rough winter. How are we doing, Con, on time?
We got about 30 seconds.
30 seconds? I can read another one. Scott Tom says, 3 inches? It's the law? Also, Grey Poupon. Oh, these are fantastic. All right. We are coming back after news, sports, and weather with Adam Hess from WRCO in Richland Center. And the popcorn pick of the week is on the way, folks. This is Pete Schwabe and Nightlight. So glad you're here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
It's time for the Nightlight Popcorn Pick of the Week, where we recommend a movie that you'll either enjoy or won't. Here's your host, Pete Schwabe.
Hey, welcome back. It is time for the Popcorn Pick of the Week. We always have so much fun recommending a movie for you guys to watch heading into the weekend. I am halfway through Song Sung Blue, and I'm embarrassed I haven't seen the whole film yet, and I don't think I'm truly a Wisconsinite until I finish that movie. But I'm on it, and we are going to make the Popcorn Pick of the Week. And joining us this week to do it, I'm very excited this worked out. It is a pleasure to welcome back to Nightlight my civic media colleague and host of Weekend Wake Up and Prime Movers Saturdays on WRCO-FM in Richland Center, Mr. Adam Hess. Hey, buddy.
Hey, Pete. Glad to be on. I really appreciate it. And I have been thinking, I've done my research about your show, and I listen to it quite often. Your popcorn pick, it's going to be crazy. I am going to shock the world. Well, maybe not. With my popcorn pick. So with my pick anyway, you know, I'm gonna throw my two cents in there. So we appreciate you having us on.
Really appreciate the effort. So we'll get to that. We'll talk about some snacks first and movies we like, and then we'll do a drum roll and I'll ask you for the pick. So I'm glad you have it ready. You're all set, and I have no doubt you're gonna crush this just basically because there are no right or wrong answers. So. But also because you're a sharp guy. So it'll be fun. Thank you for being here. Any thoughts, Adam, before we start, on what you would put on a sweetheart?
You know, I'm kind of a classic guy. I was a child of the 80s and 90s, formative years. And, you know, I remember the sweethearts that said, you know, be my Valentine and, you know, be mine and I'm yours. And I've got one that you could give to a girlfriend, a boyfriend, a friend, or a stranger. You ready for this?
Absolutely.
Here we go. Be a good human.
Wow, that's great.
Yeah, huh?
So simple, and we need it.
It is. I'm not sure all of that would fit on one of the little hearts. It may have to be one of the medium-sized hearts, a little bigger, but just be a good human, and that works great everywhere. You go to the theater, be a good human. You're at the gas station, you're giving somebody away your candy heart. Just be a good human. That's all it really takes, Pete.
And that's the kind of thing, Adam, it's interesting that that's your message. You could give that to a random stranger, and it's not suggestive in any way. It's just, hey, this is random. Be a good human. I love it. So
hey, you know what? If you are a good human already, then the heart's a bonus. And if you're not a good human, gives you something to think about.
And it just might put you over the top. Like, let's say you approach someone that you're attracted to, and you give that to them. Maybe that's all you need, buddy. Maybe that closes the deal.
You know, if because he or she would know that, hey, Adam's a pretty good human if he wants somebody else to be a good human. You're right. You know, if I weren't married already, Pete, I'd try that. I may still try that with my wife. I may give her a heart that says be a good human, and we'll see how that works out.
You do that or get a hall pass and just say, honey, give me the night to go hand out these hearts and see what happens. Just right? So you can report back here. I would really appreciate that.
Well, I'll tell you what, I'm a social media guy, so I'll bring her along and she can actually, hide in the car or something and videotape me on the street giving those away.
Why is it that if you were a guy and you gave those away, people might go, oh, that's great, thank you. But if like a woman, especially if she's like attractive, went out and gave that to someone, a guy would mean she wants to sleep with me. Like that's how he would take it, right?
Yeah, that's the double standard we live in. And unfortunately, I think that's just the male mentality. I remember in my youth when you're trying to score points with the fairer sex, all they really had to do was look at me, Pete.
Right. I think she's interested.
I'm going to get her phone number.
There you go. This is great. Well, it's great to have you here. Let's talk movies and then we'll get into some things. I want to hear what you're doing there at WRCO and the shows you're hosting. They just sound great. And we're going to talk a little Alice in Dairyland as well, which was the whole reason I saw your great piece about that. And I wanted to have you on. So I'm glad this worked out. But let's start with movies. Right. How do you like to watch movies, Adam? Are you a theater guy or a home? You like to stream them at home? What do you do?
Yeah. So in my youth, and we still have them, we're one of the lucky cities, my hometown of Richland Center, Pete, we have a drive-in movie theater.
Oh,
we also
wow.
have an indoor theater. And just really, really quickly, Starlight 14 is the name of our drive-in theater. And not only is it just such a great gathering place for the community, but the radio station, we have a really close working relationship. Phil Nee, he's our morning man, host of Those Were the Days, and just all around a great guy. Phil is. Once a year, maybe twice a year, we do what's called a throwback night at the drive-in. And we let our listeners sort of pick which two movies they want to watch. They vote on them. We give them a list. And then Phil will broadcast live and we'll all stop down there and have a good time. We're broadcasting live over the radio and at the drive-in up until movie time. And then we just start playing music on the radio and we enjoy
nice.
Grease, American Graffiti, whatever the fan base picked. So my heart is at the drive-in. I remember to this day, the very first movie I was old enough to drive my car with a carload of friends to go see at the drive-in. I don't remember what the second feature was, but I remember what the first one was. So it would go in the order of drive-in theater, home streaming, then an indoor theater. But I'll tell you what, those are all great, Pete. If you have a movie, you can't go wrong. There's no wrong answer.
That's a great point. And you were the first person since I've been doing this segment that said a drive-in theater. I love that. And I remember the first drive-in films I saw was a Rocky double feature it was like probably 1980. It was Rocky 1 and 2, whenever. And my dad took all five of us. And I don't know if he lost a bet with my mom or whatever. It was like,
did you guys have the old station wagon that you could go clear in the back and then pop that window open and watch the movie? Because if you've never been to a drive-in in an old 1970s or 80s, I think it's like a Buick Century wagon, a state wagon, you sort of missed out on your childhood. And the kids of today, and God bless the Priuses and all those great cars that are getting 85 miles to the gallon. But
right.
If you didn't have a five gallon per mile Vista Cruiser or the estate wagon, you miss some childhood there at the drive-in.
It's so funny you said that. We did have a Buick Century wagon, and it was bright yellow. I don't know if my folks got a deal from Lynch Buick in Chicago or what, but it was just the worst looking car ever. And being
Pete, I hope they got a deal. I hope they got
they
a deal.
Must have, because like you roll into a new town in like where we moved to Marinette, and it's like, oh, that's an interesting car. Like everybody's judging me, but
yeah,
we didn't.
Yeah, you're
pop the
you're
back.
Instantly judged.
Totally. But I wish we had thought of that. We never popped it back. It was kind of rainy, and we had that speaker. You know how they put that speaker through the window? So the sound is not great, but it's more the experience, you know?
So I'll tell you what, Starlight 14, many years ago, I want to say maybe a decade ago, they bought a transmitter system, and you tune your radio at the drive-in theater to whatever it happens to be, 88.1 or whatever frequency they're using, and you never have to bring that speaker into your window again. Because I'll be honest with you, that's part of the nostalgia, but that speaker always sounded like the adults on Charlie Brown.
Yeah,
you know, you could hear some of it, and a lot of it was wah 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 wah, and then you're like, "What'd they say?" And then your mom would be like, "Be quiet, we're watching the movie."
Exactly.
So yeah, the FM transmitter system has really done well for Starlight 14.
Have you ever snuck into a drive-in movie, Adam, with friends, like put a couple of them in the trunk like people used to do? I've never done that, but I've heard people have done that.
So I'll tell you a story. In high school, I had a 1973 Dodge Tradesman 100 van, and I had a couple of couches back there and some speakers, and it was just it was a real mobile little unit for playing euchre or hanging out with friends. But if you grabbed a hold of the couch and you turned it towards the driver, you could fit three or four people behind the couch. Oh, and if they weren't opening the back door of the van, they weren't finding them. So, you know, here's a shout out to Randy, Chuck, and Kenny, who we all got into the drive-in Starlight 14, no less, for one admission. And they looked at me like, "You're going to the drive-in by yourself?" And I'm like, "Yes, I am," which I wasn't.
It looks a little suspicious. Just one tonight, please.
Yeah, Pete, they had to know.
They had to know.
I'm going and buying four popcorns. You know, they had to know.
Right. My guest is Adam Hess. He is a colleague here at Civic Media and does great work at Richland Center as the host of Weekend Wake Up and Prime Mover Saturdays on WRCO-FM. And if you're lucky enough, you can check out one of these events they do at the Starlight 14 there in Richland Center. It sounds like an absolute blast. Do you have a favorite genre, Adam, like in terms of movies you like to watch?
Yeah, I love series movies and from basically from my youth. Back to the Future, I'll watch all three parts. Yeah. Part two is my favorite because part two was the very first movie that I drove a vehicle to go see at the drive-in.
Oh, nice.
Indiana Jones, love that. I love that series. Crocodile Dundee. Part three was a little weak in Los Angeles, but if there's nothing else on, I'll watch it. But part one and two, I always consider that really a two-part movie series, right?
Right.
But yeah, and I'm a nostalgia guy. You know, I do the, you know, this week in entertainment history, and it's a big to-do. I always make a big to-do about telling you about stuff that happened in the past.
Yeah.
If you visit our Facebook page, I'm always doing a Throwback Thursday. If you visit my personal Facebook page, you would think it's still 1990. You know, I'm okay with that. You know,
yeah.
As long as the people around me, you know, my listeners enjoy it, my wife tolerates it, I'm gonna keep doing it.
You could do a lot worse, that's for sure.
Right.
All right. So you like to watch drive-in, then home, then theater. You like the action movies, the franchise action movies that we all grew up with in the 80s. Outstanding stuff. What is your favorite movie snack, Adam? Like, let's say you're sitting down and watch Indiana Jones at home or in the theater.
There's a story behind this, Pete. I'm a Junior Mint guy. Popcorn and Junior Mint. Well, one time, my wife and my daughter and I, we went to a movie theater. It was an indoor up at Lake Delton. And I bought like the $12 box of Junior Mints because we're going to watch Over the Hedge and I'm going to share my Junior Mints and we're going to have a great time. Unbeknownst to me, I was sitting in the seat, and as I'm putting one Junior Mint in my mouth, apparently two or three were falling down in my lap and then under me somehow. So when we got up to leave, my daughter, who was probably 8 or 9 at the time when Over the Hedge came out, maybe 10, she was my stepdaughter. So she always called me Adam and not Dad. And we're out in the lobby and she goes, Adam, you have a problem.
Oh, no.
And I'm like, well, we all know that, but what do you think my problem is? And she goes, you sat on half a box of Junior Mints. And I thought she meant I actually sat on a box and I crushed the box. I'm like, oh, ha ha. No, I went into the restroom and I was picking Junior Mints off my backside for quite a few minutes. They had to wait out in the lobby for me. But I'll tell you what, even though they betrayed me at Lake Delton, Junior Mints, that's still my go-to for the movies.
My question, did you eat the Junior Mints after pulling them off your pants?
Yeah, well, there's nobody around to deny or confirm that, so we're going to say no. And we're going to go with that because that's probably the safer bet just to not gross everyone out. So, yeah, we threw them away. That's what we did.
All right, so we've got about a minute before we have to go to a break. Adam Hess is my guest. We are inching closer to his popcorn pick of the week. Does your snack change at home? Do you have a different snack you like when you watch movies at home?
I'll mix the popcorn up a little bit, Pete. Like I'll put a little ranch, dry ranch flavoring on it, or I'll make my own little caramel to put over it, or I'll just have popcorn plain. But it's usually caramel because I love caramel or popcorn and chocolate together. So it's like a junior mint. But whatever chocolate's available, if it's a plain old Hershey bar, the ones that everybody pushes away, I'll grab them with my popcorn because then you have your sweet and your salty, and then I am ready for Marty McFly and Back to the Future trilogy.
This is awesome. All right, Adam Hess, we are coming back. We're going to do a very short break, and very soon you're going to hear his popcorn pick of the week after I ask him what kind of cocktail he likes with the movie. This is Pete Schwabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network. The grocery store, the supermarket.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
We are jamming through Act Two here on Nightlight on this Thursday night. It is a popcorn pick of the week night, and joining me to make tonight's pick is my colleague over at WRCO in Richland Center, the great host of Weekend Wake Up and Prime Mover Saturdays, Mr. Adam Hess. So before the break, we've learned that Adam likes junior mints, he likes popcorn, he likes the drive-through, then streaming, and then the shared experience in a movie theater. What is your favorite? Adam, do you have a cocktail that you like to drink when you watch movies?
Yeah, I do. It's a brandy old-fashioned sweet. I was on the air late December, right before New Year's, with Greg Bach from the network here. And I shared my recipe, and you can find that by searching our news articles on WRCO or even Civic Media News. I wrote an entire story, the history of the brandy old-fashioned, my favorite brandy to use, what muddler to use. I gave a link on what muddler to buy. It's a $7.99 muddler from Amazon, by the way. Brandy old-fashioned. If it's not Sprite, and if I'm not going anywhere, and I'm just going to be chilling at home watching a streaming service, and I will partake in a brandy old-fashioned. And it's a Wisconsin drink. It's a supper club drink. And that's going to lead me into one of my current picks. I'll tell you about movie-wise. So, a brandy old-fashioned.
It's also very hard to sneak that into a movie theater. So I assumed you were talking about.
You sound like you're talking from experience there, Pete.
I've snuck. Listen, this is kind of embarrassing. I haven't had a drink in 3 years, not court ordered or anything like that. I just chose to take a little break. Right. And now it's over 3 years. And my wife and I will sneak non-alcoholic like Blue Moons or Stella's into the theater. And that feels really subversive in a weird way.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah,
I love it. You know, it's just taking it to the man. That's all it is, Pete. You could be sneaking in a bottle of water, but if you know you got away with it, that means a lot.
That's right. There you go. I love that. Okay. So let's see. What else can we do here? I think we're ready. Conrad, if you please, I think we're ready to get Adam's popcorn pick of the week. So a drum roll, please.
All right, here we go. Entertainment pick of the week, Crocodile Part 2, Crocodile Dundee Part 2, my fantasy, Back to the Future Part 2, sci-fi, Star Trek First Contact, current, Claire Sardina was a guest on Those Were the Days with Phil Nee. He interviewed her. She and her husband were the basis for, drum roll, Song Sung Blue. It's a Wisconsin flick.
Yeah. So is that, you mentioned those other films, but the drums were, was that a qualifier, or is just Song Sung Blue your pick, Adam?
Song Sung Blue is going to be my pick for, I have real trouble isolating, you know, what's my favorite movie. So I have to categorize. Currently, that's my favorite pick. And I say, go out, watch it. It's on Prime. That's where I streamed it on Prime Video. Definitely. But if we ever want to talk, you know, sci-fi, we're going to always go back to Star Trek. Fantasy is going to take me back to the future. So, for pure entertainment, Crocodile Dundee, you can't go wrong. But right now, if somebody said, what's your favorite movie? You'd have to qualify it. Is it going to be current? Are we talking sci-fi? Are we talking 80s? Are we talking silent?
There's no right or wrong. So it could be old, it could be new. Song Sung Blue is a great pick. And I mentioned this yesterday. I had one of our film critic guests, Matt Miller, was on from Milwaukee. Mm-hmm. And I said, I don't even feel like a Wisconsinite because I have not seen Song Sung Blue all the way through yet. I watched an hour of it yesterday. And it's such a fun movie. And the music is so great. I had to turn it off because I said, I want to watch this with my wife or with someone else and get some food. It's like an event. And I know I didn't get to the more dramatic parts yet, but so far I love it. Kate Hudson is great.
Oh, that is
an excellent pick, Adam.
And I'll tell you, you're still a full on Wisconsinite because you've got that Wisconsin guilt for not going through it in one sitting. But there's a reason we pay for Netflix and Prime and Paramount Plus and all of those networks. They give us the flexibility to be able to hit pause.
True.
And entertainment now works around our life. Do you remember being a fanatic of like Friends or maybe Seinfeld or whatever you were a fanatic of in the 80s and 90s? You had to be in front of your television at 7 o'clock on a Thursday night with NBC ready to go, or you waited till summertime reruns.
Either that or you popped in a VHS tape and recorded it off the TV, which you never watched after that anyway. But I agree with you. And listen, that's one of the things I have issues like there's good and bad about technology. One of the greatest things ever, though, about it is I can watch Cheers when I'm falling asleep or Seinfeld anytime I want. I love that stuff. Now, you also, I will say, because I rented Song Sung Blue on Prime, $20 I paid for it because I had two guests last night that I knew were going to want to discuss it. So I paid the $20. Did you pay the $20?
It's the Prime Video. I got a bit of a deal on it. I would have to look at my bill because it's called the top tier something, which allows me to family share on my Prime Video. So I'll be honest with you. I'll know once I check the old credit card statement. But if I did pay $20, it's worth it. If I got a better deal, it's, you know what, that gives me $10 to go buy another Star Trek DVD.
Well, I did not mean to give you homework. Under no circumstances would I do that, but I do think it's worth it. I paid that. I rarely do I do that. I usually wait till it's like $5 or $6, but I did pay the $20 and it was like 24 to buy it. And I was like, well, that's a tough one. But anyway,
I did the rental. I did not buy it. I did the rental. Yep.
Nice. Well, now that I like it so much, I'm like, I should have just paid the extra $4 and bought it. But Adam Hess is here, folks. His popcorn pick of the week is Song Sung Blue, a great Wisconsin-based movie, even though they didn't shoot it in Wisconsin. And we can talk about that after the break. Can you hang with us for a few more minutes, Adam?
Oh, you bet. I'd love to.
Fantastic. All right, we're talking Alice in Dairyland coming up next, and we'll finish this conversation about Song Sung Blue. Adam Hess is here, folks. It's Pete Schwabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
My sweet Lord. My Lord. Oh, my love, I really wanna know you. I really wanna go with you. I really wanna show you, Lord, that it won't take long, my love.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.